Seamus Cooney is our correspondent in Europe, and lovely to talk. Welcome, Seamus.
Yes, hello, Catherine. Good to talk to you.
Well, a few things happened over the summer recess here, including the successful inauguration of a new president of the United States. Are we already seeing a different approach by the leaders of European countries to the new incumbent?
Yes, well, Catherine, I was going to say our first day back together after your summer break, winter here, of course. Three words I was hoping we'd use less this year, Catherine: Brexit, Trump, and COVID. COVID, no escape yet. But as you say, Trump, yes, that's possible, maybe, as we look towards Biden. And that's certainly what many people here in Europe, I suspect, are hoping for. And, you know, US-EU relations, they really did nosedive under Trump. They took a battering right down to levels never seen before, say many of the experts. They also say that it's going to take years to try to heal that division that we saw in transatlantic relations. It's a good start, say many, though. And don't forget, you know, here in Europe, it still counts for a lot. Diplomatic etiquette, protocol, really the tone of things. And I think the change in the style, the tone in the White House, coming out of the White House, less erratic, we're hoping for, less abrasive. Some would say just, you know, downright more decent and civil. That's going to be a good start. That'll go a long way towards repairing the damage and relations. And Catherine, it has to be said that, you know, whenever we've talked about the Trump relationship with Europe, it was always very difficult to get European leaders to go on record to talk about how low that relationship came down to. And so it was extraordinary when we had the boss of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. She's the European Commission president, really not mincing her words, admitting that the inauguration of Joe Biden, she described it as a new dawn, a moment that the European Union had been waiting for so long, to use her words. She now talks about a friend in the White House, also talking about a new start, and that's a quote, a new start with the US, describing Washington as Europe's oldest and most trusted partner. So, you know, it remains to be seen. We have to, you know, see how this is all going to pan out, because a lot of the experts also saying that it's going to be very hard to actually repair that. And there is this strong feeling in Europe that really things are not going to go back the way they were before. Europe's really had to look at itself in the mirror to say we can't always rely on key partners such as Washington. And they've really gone ahead to reorganize things and to work out for themselves where they stand, how they can move ahead on key world issues. So Biden really does have a tough task on his hands.
Well, we have to use that word again, and we will for a while. COVID, although now we're talking about vaccines very much, as much as anything. We were just discussing at the top of the show here this morning plans here in New Zealand, but the complications of mass vaccinations in other countries are becoming evident. What's happening in various European countries?
Yeah, a lot of anger here, Catherine, at the moment, and even threats of legal action against those pharmaceutical companies that have been promising fast vaccine rollouts. And, you know, all of this as countries over here really continuing to struggle. We've got these rising hospitalizations, the death toll still going up. Just to look at the latest figures here, more than 662,000 deaths here in Europe. The UK, Italy and France, the worst affected. And as I say, that prospect of a fast vaccine rollout really did give so much hope as we go in and out of lockdowns and restrictions. You know, we're now talking here in France, just for example, we have a 6 p.m. curfew at the moment. We're now talking tonight about possibly a third general lockdown could be announced as early as next week. And so then to have these reports also now that many countries here in the EU are only going to receive up to 60%, well, actually only 40% of the vaccines originally expected, so up to 60% fewer vaccines. I saw one report there this weekend. The promise at the beginning from Brussels was that 70% of Europeans would be vaccinated before the end of the summer, so about the 20th of September. The latest figure I saw there, at the current pace, that would only be 15% of the population vaccinated if we keep up with this current pace. And this controversy really erupting when we had the second pharmaceutical company confirming we've got supply problems. This is AstraZeneca and Pfizer-BioNTech, now criticised over these delays they've announced. A lot of anger. We have the president of the EU Council here confirming that legal action is being considered. They're accusing these companies of not meeting their obligations under contracts that have been signed. Italy also this weekend speaking out, saying that it's going to go ahead with legal action to make sure that those doses are delivered. So it really is a very controversial thing. You know, just forget the campaigns we were looking at in terms of getting people to get behind the vaccination effort. I think if it comes in the next 6 months, that's going to be, something good for a lot of people. But, don't hold your breath. That's apparently what we should be hearing.
Some remarkable scenes in Russia with the return of the opposition figure Alexei Navalny after his near-death poisoning. And how significant this latest round of protests?
Well, just talking about the challenges for Biden, yes, Russia's going to be another one, isn't it? How to deal with Vladimir Putin. You know, even after we had that news of the agreement to limit the nuclear arms race between the US and Russia due to expire soon, is Moscow easily going to extend that pact as Biden's requested while talks resume? And then with all of that, yes, this weekend, these scenes coming out of Russia, these are being described as the largest demonstrations in a decade against the rule of Putin. These are protests that broke out right across the country. In Moscow, for example, some of the news agencies there talking about up to 40,000 people turning out for a rally there this weekend. More than 3,000 people were taken into custody. We had riot police there with, attempting to break up those rallies with force. And as I say, the organizers there, just vowing to turn out every weekend now until, and this is the demand on President Putin, this, of course, these protesters demanding the release of the opposition figure, Alexei Navalny. Now, of course, he returned to Russia recently. He was arrested straight away. This was last weekend when he returned to Russia from Germany. Had been there being treated for poisoning. It's alleged that Secret Service agents tried to kill him. Taken into custody straight away. And so, a lot of people are saying we've never had these kinds of protests, against Putin's rule. And just one image there that stood out for me, Catherine, and some of these images we've seen this weekend, demonstrators there, hurling snowballs at police officers, at police vehicles, openly doing that. So we've had, thousands taken into custody, but really that kind of open demonstration of dissent. That's perhaps, a change here. And don't forget, in Russia at the moment, it's the middle of winter. We have minus 50 degrees Celsius. So tens of thousands turning out really, and they were actually listening to this call from Navalny. He actually called on his supporters to protest. It remains to be seen what charges are going to be laid against him, why he was taken into custody. But we're just talking about the US, the European Union. Straight away, we've had condemnation of the police action this weekend against the demonstrators, calls for people to be released from custody. And that comes from the European Union, the UK, for example, but also from Joe Biden. So perhaps a tougher line there from the US as we deal with President Putin.
Seamus, wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Seamus Cooney from Lyon, our Europe correspondent.